This is my mea culpa.
This is Michael Cohen, and you're listening to the Mea Culpa Wednesday wake-up call right here on the Mighty Midas Touch Network. And I'm really glad that you're here. Now let's get to it. On Tuesday, President Biden said during a Holocaust remembrance speech on Capitol Hill that there is no place anywhere for anti-Semitism, but particularly not here in the United States, where we supposedly respect people from all religions and walks of life, where baked into our Constitution is the burning desire for equality. During the speech, Biden denounced hate against Jews, which has undermined the college protests, and called out extremists who obscure the truth of the Holocaust. He told Jewish Americans that they belong in the country amid what he called a ferocious surge in anti-Semitism that has left many questioning their safety. And I want to quote him. "I see your fear, your hurt, and your pain. Let me reassure you, as your president, you are not alone. You belong. You always have, and you always will." The president's speech left no doubt that he stands by Israel. Now, maybe not Netanyahu, but he didn't use the speech as a way to send a warning to Israel's rogue prime minister, saying instead, and again I quote, "My commitment to the safety of the Jewish people, the security of Israel, and its right to exist as an independent Jewish state is ironclad, even when we disagree." Biden reminded his audience that October 7th was the deadliest day for the Jews since the Holocaust and warned, here we are, not 75 years later, but just 7.5 months later. And people are already forgetting. They've already forgetting that Hamas unleashed this terror. I have not forgotten. And let's hope that Netanyahu doesn't take the president's goodwill toward Israel and then turn around and bomb the shit out of Rafah. But the acknowledgement of the Nazi genocide against the Jews during World War II, it's important here, especially since there's a wide red swath of our own country that's currently extolling the virtues of those same Nazis. Wearing the armbands and chanting, "Jews will not replace us," makes you one, a fucking Nazi, and two, a motherfucking anti-Semite. Now, these aren't just kids role-playing. They are American Nazis. And the Republicans, these fucking idiots, have embraced these assholes. And I ask you why? Because this is who they have become. This is who they are. And sure, MAGA Mike Johnson, who as of this reporting is still Speaker of the House, will tell you that the campus protests are a symbol of an extremist liberal rot in elite schools. But let's be real. These tiki torch, Izod shirt-wearing, baby-faced motherfuckers that marched on Charlottesville were Christian nationalists and right-wing radicals. They are not pro-Palestinian protesters. And over the weekend, he, who won't be named, also used Nazi imagery to falsely accuse Biden of being the source of his legal troubles, going so far as to say that Biden is running a Gestapo administration. So, clearly the problem goes deeper than our recent protests, and it's something that progressives here need to watch if they don't want to be lumped in with the real Nazis infecting the GOP. Everywhere the president goes these days, he encounters protesters calling him Genocide Joe, even though his support for a two-state solution is unwavering. And he's stated at least a million times that the death and destruction in Gaza is repugnant and needs to stop now. But Biden isn't catching much of a break with anyone these days. And as the warning factors in Gaza dick around with the details of a ceasefire, Biden did say during his speech that, and I quote, his administration was tirelessly working to end the conflict through a diplomatic initiative in the Middle East. Now, whatever that means, but the sooner that war ends, the better it will be for the world. But let's talk about another conflict that has somehow fallen off the radar since October 7th and the war in Gaza began. My friends, do you remember Ukraine? Well, it seems like some folks have forgotten. And I ask you, why? Is Putin any less evil than Hamas or Netanyahu? Well, I don't think so. And his invasion of Ukraine has destabilized all of Europe, not just Ukraine. I mean, women are being raped and children stolen by the Russians. It's war at its worst. So the question is, why have we forgotten about it? I hate to think that anti-Semitism has anything to do with it, but we can't discount what's actually happening either. Zelensky is a Jew who Putin calls a Nazi. A Russian propaganda around Ukraine is that Earth 2, up is down, right is left, mind-numbing bullshit that gets stupid people pissed off enough to go to war. Or at least send their sons and daughters to war. To that degree, the Russians actually believe Putin is hard to measure. I don't think he would have killed Alexei Navalny right before the recent fake election if Putin thought he was standing on solid ground. No, Putin wanted to kill any sense of hope that Russians may have had for a future without him. Everything and everyone that Putin's dictatorship touches dies, or at the very least, turns to shit, with the exception of Ukraine, which despite all continues to fight off Russian aggression. But let me be clear, it ain't easy, and it's taking a terrible toll on the Ukrainian people. Now, just Tuesday, it was announced that the Ukrainian security services had foiled a Russian plot to assassinate Zelensky by striking his convoy with missiles and drones. This latest attempt by Moscow to eliminate the Ukrainian leader is another sure sign of Putin's weakness. He has begged, borrowed, and stolen to keep this war raging on. But, according to Reuters, half of the North Korean missiles fired by Russia have malfunctioned or blown up in midair and never reached Ukraine at all. But FYI, Russia's purchase of North Korean missiles is a violation of UN sanctions. But what's more troubling than a love fest between Little Rocket Man and Papa Putin? The answer is two merciless dictators who could give a shit about their own people. It's all about power. It's all about their power. But I ask you, will this be the world that we live in going forward? Or will we stand up with Ukraine to kick Russia's ass and send them packing before we are involved in a full-scale war? And after months and months, our $61 billion aid package is finally helping Ukraine's war effort. But the fact that it took 6 months is again proof that the dark side in Congress is aligned with Putin, Nazis, and Kim, and China too. These fuckers are trying to play both sides of everything. But you are either for Ukraine or you are against them. And China is still canoodling with Putin. I mean, in Paris this week, French President Macron tried to shame President Xi Jinping of China into standing with Ukraine. But Xi bristled, said he was not the cause of the fight. But China is still buying enormous amounts of Russian oil and gas and continues to aid Moscow's war by providing satellite imagery to Russian forces, along with jet fighter parts, microchips, and other dual-use equipment. So yeah, I'd say that China is firmly on the dark side of this issue too. Now here at home, Rudy Caluti Drunken Giuliani is still free to do his stupid podcast. And this week, he had a message from MAGA Mike Johnson and Jim Jordan telling them, and I quote, I mean, you can't make this shit up. Somebody should lean on Zelensky. Tell him, you want another penny? Give us your Biden file. Let me be fucking crystal clear. There is no Biden file, but don't let these idiots ever learn. This shit is exactly what Trump was originally impeached for. But it did nothing at all to give them pause before lying profusely. I still don't know why America's mayor isn't behind bars yet. I mean, just living it up in Florida and bullshitting on his bogus podcast. But the enemy is calling from within the building. Ukraine is said to be losing ground on its front lines. Members of the French Foreign Legion have joined the fight, but several have already been killed. There are not enough trained troops in the field. And yet, still, there are members of our Congress willing to turn their backs on Ukraine. When any democracy on earth is threatened, we should be there to defend them, plain and simple. Darkness cannot exist in the light. So, my friends, let us be the light. Victory for Ukraine. God bless America. We shall not forget. End the hate. Peace on earth. All of it. Stand for all of it. And if we stay the course, we will prevail in November. I promise you that. Do not allow apathy to change the course of what we need. We will prevail in November if we all stay the course. And that's all for now, my friends. But as always, thanks for listening. Mea Culpa is written by Paula Killen. Our managing producer and editor is Lisa Orkin. Mea Culpa is a Midas Touch podcast. Executive produced by the Midas Touch Network and LSJ Media Group.